The gentleman next to me, his name is Sam. Sam, how are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Awesome. So Sam is a full-time firefighter. I wanted to have him on today because we're going to talk to you today about why you need a side hustle in 2024. I think it's very important. The reason why I have Sam on is because I've been working with you for how long?
About a year and a little change. Yeah.
Yeah. What is the one thing that I never stop talking about?
Making money.
Yeah. and you've been really awesome because you're actually quite different from a lot of people because you actually can pick up things in conversations and ask very good questions where a lot of people just dismiss what I'm trying to do to help people.
Sure.
And you're starting a side hustle yourself, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Per your advice, mostly, yeah. And lots of prodding.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to branch off and kind of make one of my hobbies that's a love of mine, a passion,
nice.
And try to make it something that I can make some money off of, right? Which is the dream, right?
To
make your passion make money.
Yep.
So I'm trying to start a YouTube channel, kind of a lifestyle channel. We've talked a lot about it, but specifically regarding to cars, and doing track days, working on cars, and then trying to figure out a way to monetize it. So that's really, really fun. I'm really starting off. I'm brand new. Haven't had a lot of progress yet, but hey, you got to start somewhere.
New on YouTube, but you've been a car flipper for quite some time, right?
100%, yes.
Yeah, and you made a good clip of money. We're actually going to go film some lessons tomorrow for the course.
Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting to get with you, but it's been my fault, not yours.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start that. You talked about a passion, and that's the number one question that people ask about side hustles. And as a matter of fact, side hustle topic is blowing up right now on YouTube, and that's how do I choose a side hustle. So again, you talked about passion. Why is it important to pick a passion for your side hustle?
Well, at least for me, I mean, I don't want to do something that I don't love.
Yeah.
Right? I want to try to go through my life without working a day in my life, right?
Yeah.
As the old adage goes.
Totally.
And I got to be passionate about what I do.
Yeah.
So that I don't feel like I'm working. I don't have to go do something. I want to go do something.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, you're a full-time firefighter. You already do something you like, right?
Yes, 100%.
To say it's sort of a cool job.
Oh,
you
yeah.
guys are heroes.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well.
But no, seriously, though, you already do something you love. And firefighting honestly has, I mean, you got a bunch of days off, right?
Yes.
So you really don't have an excuse. But there are a lot of people that work 9-to-5 jobs. What would you say to them if they wanted to start a side hustle?
Well, 9-to-5 is tough. So
yeah.
So my girlfriend, who you've met, she is in a 9-to-5.
Yep.
And that's been tough for me because I on my days off, with 4 days off, if not more sometimes,
yeah.
You know, you have a lot of time to either work on your personal projects, hobbies, work on a side hustle,
yeah.
and try to make some moves for the future,
yep.
however that may be. But for someone like 9-to-5, like my girl,
yeah.
she can't do that. And she comes home, she's tired from work,
yep.
and it's understandable. That's
yep.
understandable. It's 5:00, you're getting home at like 6, you just want to make dinner, go to bed, maybe make a drink, that's it. Like you
yeah.
just, and then you start over the next day, and you have 2 days to either go be social,
yep.
or go make money,
yeah.
or better yourself. And most people, unfortunately, they need some time to be around their friends
yeah.
and be around or do something that makes them happy.
Yeah.
Now, I think that's the key, though, right?
Yeah.
And maybe you can answer this, but if you're choosing a hustle that makes you happy, if you're choosing a passion,
yeah.
then those 2 days off, it's not so much that you feel like there's more work to be done. You're just doing something you love.
No, you're super pumped. Like,
yeah.
So with me, I mean, it's hard because I started when I was in sixth grade selling candy because I had a passion for sugar.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I look the way I do. But then I turned into baseball card shop. And then eventually the one thing that really took off was electric trains. Selling those on
yeah.
eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's how I bought my first house.
Yeah.
Now, you own a house,
mm-hmm.
but how did you save up for that house?
So I, there, you know, there's two ways to make money, right?
Yeah.
You can either try to make more money,
yep.
or you can try to spend less.
Totally.
So I took the second option because I was fresh into college,
yeah.
and I wasn't making a lot of money. At the time, I was a DJ on the weekends, going to school during the weeks. So
yeah.
I was kind of hustling myself as much as I could. Community college, I didn't have the money to go to a larger school,
yep.
Which was fine, and I was following my passion, so I was happy with it. So then I tried flipping cars,
yeah.
and tried to make as much money as I could. But I feel the real reason I was able to save that money was I just kind of cut costs. And
yeah.
so I lived in basically a hovel,
yeah.
didn't meet any code. There was mice, rodents, you know, you name it, termites. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
But I lived in it for 4 years.
Yeah.
And I made it as nice as I could with the least amount of money as I could to, you know, put to that because it
yeah.
was a rental. But I just cut costs and tried to just make as much little money as I could. And every time I had a little extra, I just put it away.
Now, you still have all that money. You've
yes.
actually told me that. You
yeah.
saved that money. So you actually, and I don't know if you want to share how much it is, but you don't have to, but it's a good chunk.
Mm-hmm.
And the point being is now you have the opportunity to pivot into something much more expensive to make bigger chunks of money.
And that's what I did with the car flipping specifically.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, once the starting out was kind of hard
yeah.
and making the small moves,
mm-hmm.
But once you kind of got, once I got a rhythm,
yeah,
the prices started changing, but what I was doing didn't change.
Totally.
So the prices changed, and I started making more and more money.
Yep.
And it was probably much the same percentage return on each of these investments, but I started making more money. So it was easier to make money.
Yeah. What's the name of your YouTube channel? I should put a link down
Wolfpack
below.
Wolfpack Media.
But there's a bunch of Wolfpack Media.
So there is. That was
you're
a bad
learning
choice.
How to. Yeah. See, yeah. It's not that it's a bad choice, but you're learning right now how to market. I mean, you've got what, 4 videos done.
Yep.
So you're new. Mm-hmm. It's edited, so it's a lot more high tech than my stuff. But you're starting to learn how to pivot and figure out how to make money from affiliate links and that kind of stuff, right?
And that's where I'm trying. That's my next step right now.
Yep.
I'm trying to figure out affiliate links. I'm trying to figure out how to go about getting affiliate links and how to best utilize them, whether it's in comments, you know, whether it's in forums or directly on YouTube. So that's what my next step is.
You know what I need? I cover it in the Side Hustle course, guys. I put a 80% off link down below if you want to go check it out for $199. But I think I need to do another lesson on that because I keep adding lessons to that. And honestly, with me, the Side Hustle course has become my passion because, like Sam told you before, I bug the crap out of you and the other guys. Like, you need to have a side hustle. You need to be making money because you're just throwing money away in tax.
Sure, but it's because you care.
What do you mean?
Well, it's because you care.
You're a fireman and you care?
No.
You care about throwing money away.
Yeah.
Oh, I care because I'm bugging you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's different. Yeah. But it turned into a side hustle because the course, what it was doing is I was counseling so many darn people. Hey, thank you so much, Rusted, for the... Actually, let me read this real quick. The super chat: make your passion make money. Excellent advice. Break free from the W-2 prison. It's so true because you're just throwing money away. And my point being is that I had to go from counseling people, from, you know, doing consultations.
Sure.
I was so slammed. Someone said, "Why don't you make a course on this?"
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where that just started exploding. So
taking off.
Yeah. So how much money can I make? So I don't know if you want to share your stuff. Actually, we'll save that for the course tomorrow. But, you know, I ran into somebody at SEMA I was telling you about that took the course, and they made $150,000 in their first year. It's auto-related.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want, I'm going to put a link to his one of his videos down below in the thing. We'll see what happens. Because what are you doing to build that channel? What's the number one thing you do to make money? You got to solve a problem, right?
Sure.
What problem are you solving?
So, in my channel, all we've done so far, and it's not a niche that we're trying to stay in. We're trying to branch out. But for right now, I've just been dissecting my new 2022 Tundra and talking about all the issues going on specifically with that truck. And I'm taking the deep dive into trying to figure out what's wrong with the truck and how to fix it because the dealership's not, and there's no information out there because it's brand new.
Yeah, so you're going to solve a problem,
mm-hmm.
and then people are going to start following you. And it's actually, okay, a lot of people would say this is small. I don't think it is. As a matter of fact, you were shocked when you're like, nobody's watching it. You put up one video, and I'm like, what did I say? I'm like, wait a minute, you got like 20 views.
And I was like, no, that's not my account.
And then I told him, I said, all you have to do is go into the comment section.
Yeah.
And then you find everyone's problems, and you solve those problems.
Sure.
And you should have seen him. He's like, holy cow, look at these are great questions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I want you to go and see what someone brand new starting out does. And of course, it's edited, so they're way better than my videos, you know, as far as quality. But it's really cool that you're doing this because you're trying to figure out how to make money. You also have another side hustle where you're looking at possibly getting into sales.
Yes.
You know, but that might shift. You never know.
You never know.
Yeah. So how do you get paid? That's the question. What have you ever asked yourself? Because you were dealing with cash with your side hustle with the cars. Right?
Sure. So the side hustle's cars, it was really simple
with
how I was making money. But specifically with my YouTube channel, that's the question I've been trying to ask myself because it's a new business and I'm trying to figure out how to monetize it.
Well, shoot. I mean, what did I tell you the other day about monetization?
Well, you told me a few things, but one of the things was about how the affiliate links is a no-brainer, absolute no-brainer, where you can make decent amount of money right off the bat.
Totally. Like, so many people get so caught up in monetization. Oh, I need YouTube or Google's blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you just make an awesome video? As a matter of fact, there's a firefighter here that bought one of those water filters
I
had the link.
Yeah,
and it was really cool. I gotta tell the story.
Yeah.
He's probably watching right now. I'm like, argh! He's probably gonna, telling you there. So let's see if he's in the comment section. But he was really cool. He goes, hey, I wanna buy one of those water filters that you've been bragging about. I'm like, all right. And he goes, let me use your link. And I'm like, I didn't have it. But he actually waited to use my link. He's like, dude, you might as well get the hookup. And And I'm just being honest. Like, this is, he goes, how much did you make from that? And I go, well, the affiliate link is the same for everyone, and the consumer pays the same. He goes, yeah, I know that. And I'm like, there's no special. I mean, it's 25%. And his mouth just dropped. Mm-hmm. And he goes, you mean to say that you made like 70 bucks from that? I'm like, yeah, thank you so much. I'm like, do you want some of it? And he goes, well, no. And I'm like, okay. And then he's just, and then the next week he comes back, he's telling me all these amazing things. And he's got this big old, you know, grin like the Joker. And he's like so excited about this filter. I'm like, dude, why don't you just make a video about it and go, I'll show you how to get an affiliate link. And he, what is he doing? He's always looking for ways that it's not going to work.
Sure, sure.
So you're a little different when it comes to, you've got that type of personality. You're like, well, how can it work? Let me just figure it out.
But it wasn't that way at first. I mean, and I think that's a mindset change.
Yeah.
And I struggled with it. It wasn't that I just didn't have that mindset. I mean, when I was first starting off, before I made any videos, right? Mm-hmm. Most of my videos and the content in the videos was stuff that I was already passionate about. Again, going back to the passion, it was stuff I had already done research on. I had already had a passion for it. I already shared it with people that I knew were interested.
Yeah.
And then it was getting past that. Well, like, who's going to watch the videos? Like, I don't really, and I was coming up with all the reasons why not to.
Yeah.
And so you do have to take that step.
Yeah.
But I think once you take that step and kind of break through that mindset, it then starts becoming how do I make this work?
Totally agree. Yeah, yeah. So I want to open this up for some questions, if you guys don't mind. Just pop up some questions real quick. And what I want to do is, I'll be watching this as well too. Do you have any questions for me? I don't want to put you on the spot.
Sure.
But you've always got really good questions, and I get upset because we're not filming.
Sure,
and these are like groundbreaking ones.
Well, specifically, I wanted to touch on, as I said, it's my next step, is the monetization of the affiliate links.
Okay.
And if you don't want to talk specifically about that, how else can we make money off of other products, you know, that we're using in either our market, our business, and all that.
Perfect question. Okay. So I don't mind sharing any of this stuff because that's how people learn, right?
Mm-hmm.
So first off, let's set aside just the YouTube idea and monetization from Google or affiliate links.
Love it.
All right. In this day and age, nobody has an excuse, right? Mm-hmm. I never had Zelle, Square, those are even the old ones. Now you got, what are the new ones? You're young. Vimeo.
Oh, Venmo. Yeah,
Venmo. Yeah. All right, cool. And so many people are scared. I put out a couple videos about how the IRS is tracking you and they're working on that. There's no stopping that. So why not? And this is the one thing that kills me when people go, I started a business and I'm losing money. Like, it's a badge of honor. I'm like, you are going to be a failure your whole life. If all you're trying to do is get out of a little bit of taxes, you want to get a business that actually, you still get out of those same taxes, but you make a lot of money on the side, right?
Sure.
So when it comes to getting paid, you have all these third-party apps, but you have to be very, what blows me away is people go and they'll sign up for a bunch of them, mm-hmm. or there'll be people that are scared crapless of them and they don't like the tech, mm-hmm. right? My sister-in-law is a perfect example of that. She makes hand-beaded jewelry and she sells it in town, but she only accepts cash. And I'm like, just sell it online and set up a PayPal account. She's just freaked out. But then on the other side, I've got somebody that's got like five different accounts. They couldn't tell me, you know, they just like, well, I want to be open to anybody. I'm like, just go with the most, you know, the easy one, right?
Sure.
So when it comes to YouTube, and this is very important because along with you have no excuse because you can get paid a ton of different ways, right?
Yeah.
If I had the opportunity to take credit cards when I was selling palm trees, I would have sold well over $150,000 a year, right? Because mm-hmm. I was doing $50,000, $60,000 a year cash back mm-hmm. then, and that was during the Great Recession. Mm-hmm. So that would have just opened up so many more doors. But when you were talking about, like, you know, today you've got Facebook where you can actually boost a post.
Sure.
You know, with you, I mean, we've talked about where you can just solve somebody's problem. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give away too much about that forum because I think it's such an awesome idea, right? But like with you, like you could do a YouTube video, even if you don't have a YouTube channel, mm-hmm. you still do a YouTube video or a small short video on Facebook and then pay to boost that out. And mm-hmm. inside there, you can have please email me if you have any questions, you know, put, you know, the PayPal link on there mm-hmm. or a ClickFunnel. ClickFunnels are super cheap right now.
Sure.
But what else are you looking for as far as monetization?
Well, you know, that's the thing is, I don't know what I don't know.
How to get the affiliate links.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is the easiest thing in the world. It's the craziest thing though, but most people don't get this. So I have a water filter link. I love the water filter. I've had this water filter for like 12 years and I freaking brag about it, right? Yeah. You've already seen Talon's. Yeah. Like, it tastes so good.
Well, you're endorsing a product you actually enjoy and believe about.
Yeah, which makes it super easy to sell.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So all I did is I typed in the company name and affiliate link. Mm-hmm. Or referral program right after. You don't do any other words. My wife does
on
this.
Google.
Oh, yeah. It's the worst thing ever. My wife, she's, bless her heart. She goes, She goes, how do I find an affiliate or referral link for this company today? And it's like, you've just destroyed Google. Google's like, what do I do with this? So you do the least possible. You say company name, referral link. That doesn't work. Company name, affiliate link. And a lot of companies still have not gotten into affiliate marketing. And it just blows my mind because it is the easiest way to sell goods without having a storefront.
Sure.
So you do that and it brings you always to another site. Very, very rarely does a company actually advertise on the front page that it has a referral program. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different page, a mirrored page. Sometimes you can scroll all the way to the bottom of the main page and look to see if there's one down near the contact us, but that's how you find that affiliate link.
Interesting.
Yeah, and you apply for it. Now, another thing that blows me away is a lot of people will go out and get business licenses in their town. Mm-hmm. The law states that if you have a, you know, you're supposed to have a business license in every town you do business in. I have seen handymen, like in our county, that they have one business license, but if you go into the next town, technically you're out of it. Mm-hmm. Rather than just start an LLC and go that way, start paying your fees. I think that's super important. But sorry, I'm getting off topic.
So, but kind of moving towards that.
Yeah.
So one of the questions I had starting out, and especially one of the hangups, I feel like at least it was for me, and I feel like everyone else would have the same hangup when starting a business. Is it's a little daunting because there's so much information out there, and especially as someone who's humbly optimistic, but also understands that there's so much they don't know.
Yeah.
It's really scary because it's like, hey, you know, I want to make sure I'm doing everything correctly by the law. Yep. I want to make sure I don't get screwed over on taxes. Yep. I want to make sure that I'm not, you know, doing anything wrong. So a lot of people, I feel like, get stopped. And I know I was, at least for a while. It took me a couple months to get past the point of, hey, I just got to start doing something. I just got to start building this company before I worry about taxes, before I worry about my sole proprietorship license, my business license, whatever it is. I got to stop worrying about that and just start working and the rest will come. So would you say do it first?
Or? Yeah, so that's a great question. So what I always suggest is this. You want to start a side hustle, you actually start small with cash only. I start by selling a bunch of crap in my garage sale, get some cash. Then I teach this in the side hustle. It's like the first chapter. Then you go figure out real quick, who bought what as quick as possible on your garage sale? Go buy some more of that crap and sell it in another garage sale. Build up some cash. Mm-hmm. Sole prop is what we call it. It's slang for a sole proprietor.
Sole proprietor.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Now I'm all tongue-tied. You don't want that.
Sure.
When you start a business, you want to start an entity of some sort. Now, this isn't legal advice or accounting advice, financial advice. Go consult professionals. I've been doing this a long time. I can tell you what I do. The reason why I don't like having a sole prop is because the IRS looks at that at the exact same time, all of your business deductions
and
stuff.
Your taxes.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't want that. You want to bring them their own little entity, their LLC, where you manage it and you have a business vehicle inside of it and all that kind of stuff. You have an expense credit card, you get the points and you can get all of that stuff.
Sure.
Go out to dinner every once in a while when it's a business deduction. Mm-hmm. Then when you file those taxes, they have what's called flow through and that comes on to your personal tax return. And so it's because a lot of people get caught up in that and then they don't have the legal protections.
Sure.
So I think that's really important. So to answer your question is you build up your cash first and then you go attack what you want to do. And then you go and pay people. Like that's why I started the course because I'm like, right, I put it on for like $200, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you're going to learn all of my lessons. It's going to be like a super big life hack.
Sure.
And it's going to give you an idea to go from a garage sale to an LLC. Mm-hmm. But if you don't want to pay for that, because a lot of people don't, I don't mind it. Well, I just want to save time.
It's large up front. It's a large upfront investment, at least from what I was looking at. And maybe I'm wrong, but when I was looking for
an LLC, okay.
When I was initially just starting out, and this is before I even put any work in, right? Yeah. That was the key. I was looking into all this before I even started, and I'm like, oh, an LLC, well, it's going to cost this much.
Well, you're in the worst state for an LLC, too, California.
For sure, but you're looking at that, and I'm like, well, shoot, like I know I'm not going to make any money off the bat. I know I'm not going to see any return on this, even if it miraculously succeeds. I'm hoping for it to, and I plan on it succeeding, but it could not, right? And so if it's not going to make any money, I'm already putting all this investment in up front. So that's a hard thing to do.
Totally.
And at least hold you back. So a little bit inside, right? Yep. At least it did for me. So I think that's the way you outlined it, where make some money first.
Yep.
And then when you know, hey, this is working.
Totally.
Then go get your LLC, do it right,
get
your protection. That makes sense.
Yeah, and so the reason why so I tell people like how to pick it, I always say pick your passion, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you've got a pretty, so we're going to use your passion, all right?
Okay.
So you like race cars.
Yep.
All right, cool. So All right, so Raise Cars, check this out. This is really cool because you already have a car, right?
Sure.
Well, technically, you can't actually go put that into your LLC and get a big write-off because you already own it. So you can pay, it can cover its expenses and stuff like that. But let's say you go, like, all right, I saved up $30,000. The race car I want is $15,000. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. So there's a lot of really cool, there's the car, right? Mm-hmm. That's right there. And you want to start, you know, building content about the car and all that kind of stuff to start bringing in revenue. So, so these are your write-offs, right? So, so you want to figure out where you're going to bring in your money. Mm-hmm. So your money's going to come through, let's say, YouTube's, product sales, perhaps consulting, probably not like on a race car team, but things like that. Maybe prizes.
Okay, yeah.
See, things like that. Do you have any other idea of how you'd make money from, you know, doing content about race cars, things like that? You're going to sell products. You're going to monetize.
Yeah, specifically in motorsports. I mean, that's probably
okay.
It.
Maybe merch if your channel got
big.
Merch. All right,
sure, yeah.
All right, cool. So that's what you want to write down is how are you going to make money, right? So there's how you're going to make money. And then write-offs, right? Okay, so, well, you got your car. But you're gonna need a trailer. You just like trailers, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're red-blooded American. you're gonna need a truck to tow that.
Sure.
You're gonna have expenses when you're out on the road, like average expenses, like food and things like that, right? Hotel stays, things like that.
Sure.
So you want everything to be legal, and you don't want to go over that. I love staying legal.
Yeah.
But the thing is these are things that you would do on the weekend with your friends. Mm-hmm. Can't write off beer. Well, maybe, but you'd need a really good accountant for that. But my point is you'd be doing all of this stuff with your friends anyway.
Sure.
But now you've turned all of this, I mean, just this right here, you know, with today's inflated vehicle prices and trail prices, you probably got $100,000 worth of expenses right here.
100%.
Yeah, so if you had the money and you're like, I want to start this side hustle, but you have to be able to show the IRS like a legitimate path, right?
Yeah.
Companies usually lose money at first, but they're going to be able to tell in an audit if you're actually trying or not. Right?
For sure.
Yeah. So you need to be able to show some things. And we've talked about that before, about coming up with invoices and things like that. Let me ask real quick down here. Neil, can you do me a favor? If you're still in here, can you send me some, you know what, Carlos, either of you guys, send me through Messenger or text any good questions down below, and I'll keep them down on my phone.
One more thing on this right here. So this is all money that I already would have spent, right?
Yeah.
Which is the best part of this, because it's my passion. I would have already spent that, and that's the key that got me into this and sold it for me. But one of the things that I wanted to kind of talk about and ask you is this write-off. And I loved it when you told me this, and you told me this a couple days ago, but you said stop thinking so much about the write-offs.
Okay.
You're just going to have to pay taxes. Just pay taxes. You want to get to the point, and the goal should be to get to the point where you're not thinking about the taxes. You're just thinking about making more money. And I think that's a really interesting
mindset. It was in a different context. I'm trying to remember why you asked. What were you stressed out about? Because it was a common thing that people think about.
So I think what happened, and what I've been recently looking into, is I've been really looking into, you know, ways or what I should be doing with my money, ways, you know, the smallest ways I can be saving the smallest amount in my taxes. Like, I've really been trying to do as much research as I can.
Yeah.
And I've been just constantly hounding you with questions about different ways to do that.
Yeah.
And you said, hey, of course, the big things, right? Like, you want to do those, but at a certain point, just I think, get over it. Just get over it. Pay the taxes.
Yeah.
And start spending all this time that you are spending on trying to nitpick and get as much money back from the IRS as you can, and just go make more money. Like, spend that time elsewhere, I think, is kind of what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, because you were sort of nickel and diming a couple little things.
Yeah.
It was about the time wasted. That's right, it was. Yeah, because actually, and I could bring this up now. We're not going to talk about the video you're about to do, or it's going to take you a while. It's going to be an incredible video. You're going to solve a lot of problems and blow some people's minds.
I'm excited to. Yeah.
Yes. But I actually told you to hold off on that.
You did.
And why did I tell you that video?
I don't remember.
A couple different reasons. Yeah. You're not ready to monetize that video.
That's right.
That's going to have a huge punch. Mm-hmm. And there are people that just blow their load and put the best out there, and they had no way to enjoy it. As a matter of fact, you got some comments about that.
I did.
Some people were like, dude, you have an affiliate link? Like, I'd rather see you make some money because you just solved my problem. Mm-hmm. And you had nothing.
Yep, I had nothing.
Yeah.
100%. And I think the other thing that you said was that you know, because I'm a passionate guy. I got excited about that video, and I want to push it forward, and I want to do all these things because I'm excited about it. But like you said, it's like, hey, hold on. Don't get, you know, you're excited. I love it, but you got to take a drop a gear,
yeah.
slow down, and make sure you're doing it right,
yeah.
which is really important because if you're working in your passion,
yep.
sometimes you're gonna start thinking of it as just a passion yeah. and not as a job, as a side hustle
exactly.
to make money.
Because remember, and this is another thing, I asked somebody once, I helped them get monetized, mm-hmm. and they were part of a movement, an amazing movement. And I said, hey, you know, why are you guys, you know, they interviewed me, and I'm like, are you guys monetized? Mm-hmm. Like, no, we don't need it though, we're all real successful. I'm like, how successful? You know, they told me, I'm like, okay. And I'm like, so you guys are cool with doing this for free? And they were like doing tons of videos, but they're really into this movement during when the nation shut down, right? Mm. And they said, yeah. And I'm like, so you're willing to do these videos every single day for the next couple of years for the movement? And they looked at each other and literally they hadn't thought about it. And they're like 1 month in, and they're all like, well, no, not like every day. And I'm like, oh. So eventually there's going to be a time where you just give up, right? Because
sure.
it gets too hard. And they're like,
yeah, and you're not getting paid for it.
And they hadn't even thought about it. I'm like, yeah. what if you made money doing it and you love doing it? And they're like, how do we do that? And I helped them get monetized that day. And now, holy cow, they're huge.
And I really bet that there's a lot of people out there that
yeah.
have things they're extremely passionate about
yeah.
that they're already doing
yep.
that they can monetize.
Yes.
And I mean, YouTube makes that really easy because you're just filming what you're doing. And especially for stuff like this and motorsports, it makes it really easy. But
yeah.
in a lot of other avenues, I'm sure there's, like we were talking to the pressure washer, a friend that we got.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's already doing the job. He's already getting paid for it. He's happy. But you're just like, hey, man, just film it. And there you go. You're getting another revenue stream. You're already doing it.
Well, yeah, you've caught some of those conversations. So
yeah.
we have a friend that started a pressure washer business and window washing business, what, about a year and a half ago?
Mm-hmm.
And he's so busy, he's now like, I have to hire people. And I'm like,
yeah.
Wait, hold on. Because I'm really big on my passion is that a bunch of mom and pop businesses start all over the country. We'd have less employees working as slaves for a pension system, right? Mm-hmm. Paying a ton in tax. And then, I mean, when was the last time you tried to call like a handyman or a contractor and you could get somebody on the phone?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a joke.
So if we had so many more people
sure.
that were around the country running their own business, super happy, making more money, and then you call the phone and the answer, and then prices would actually come down,
sure.
even though they're making more money. That's yeah. my passion, right?
100%.
Okay, so we were talking to him and he's so busy, like, I gotta hire people. I'm like, that'd be the biggest mistake you ever made. And he goes, why? And I said, look, make a couple of videos. I don't have time. And I'm like, that's the problem. You need to pivot now. I'm like, what if? And I'm like, I asked this guy, he's like a machine. Mm-hmm. I go, hey, what do you regret? I should never have bought that machine. I should never have bought that squeegee. This one's the best. That soap sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, why don't you like start a course
sure.
on how to start a window washing company
mm-hmm.
and sell it for like $200 and like you would just epically change people's lives. And
sure.
I've been getting emails about it from, they don't even know that I've considered it, but like a guy who's washing windows going, I'm not making any money. I've been doing this for 2 years. And it's just coming in and going, someone going, oh dude, you just do this and you do that.
Sure.
You know, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
But for somebody like our friend, he is very passionate about window cleaning, right? Like
yes.
that's his passion. And videography is not, you know, so that
yeah.
that's the pivot that I think some people, and I haven't got there yet for myself, I haven't felt that, but there might be a moment where you need to take the next step to grow your business.
Yes.
And the pivot might not be the most friendly pivot ever, because there is yeah. a moment where you kind of have to put the passion, not completely to the side,
yeah.
but you have to be like, okay, this is a side hustle, and this side hustle's taken off. It's
yeah.
becoming my main hustle. This needs to be a little bit more of a job now than just a passion on the side.
Totally agree.
In DC. Yeah.
Now, I notice Ox Talks is in here. He is an attorney, real estate attorney, down in California. If you guys ever want to see, he started a channel just recently.
Oh, nice.
As a matter of fact, I haven't told the story yet, but I will. One of my moderators, Carlos, A Million Restaurant Tips, I met him in a BevMo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I started talking to him about, was it Edelflower
liqueur? Best guys met in a BevMo, yeah.
yeah. Exactly. How are you doing? And then we started talking about the inflation of liqueurs and liquor. And then he started watching the channel. And,
nice.
But he sold his restaurant of like 25 years. And he's like, he goes, holy cow, I just came to a realization that my hustle, my business,
mm-hmm.
wasn't going the way that I wanted to in the beginning. And a lot of people, they don't know how to pivot.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just pivoted. He used to be really into real estate investing. And now he's like, holy cow, it's a whole new lease on life, right? Because
mm-hmm.
he's pivoting.
Sure.
Someone down here says, Julius talks about paying a good accountant to keep track of expenses and deductions. Now, depending on how big your stuff is, Julia, I completely agree. And it all comes down to knowing your worth. What is your hourly worth? And that's another thing. Have you ever asked yourself that question? I mean, you've made good money flipping cars.
Sure.
What was your time worth? What was it when you were flipping cars? Was there anything you're just like, I don't got time for this anymore? Like, I used to do this.
Sure.
And then I just said, screw that. I'll pay someone to do it. What, do you have anything like that?
So that's a tough question for me personally, because I had multiple fires going on. Quite literally, I was getting into the fire service.
Yeah.
And that, as you know, especially as you're starting off, takes a lot of focus.
Yeah,
so,
totally.
So
after a while, you just...
It was less of how much money is each making and more of how much time do I have and how much focus can I give to this.
Yeah.
Now, I was making, now that I look back, like I didn't realize it at the time, but I was making a lot of money very quickly.
Yeah.
And I didn't really see it as money as I was making that I was able to use because I wasn't using it. I was just saving it. I had a goal. And so I was very small-minded in that, which is not necessarily a bad thing for the time of life I was at. I was, 18, 19, 20, 21.
Yeah.
That's fine. And I was just very focused. And looking back, I didn't think of what my time was worth. I really didn't. I didn't. And it's something I struggle with now.
What's funny? It's so this goes along. Mario 123 says, "Yeah, it's a good problem to have when your side hustle spirals out of control and becomes a legitimate income."
Yeah.
So the cool thing is, you never quit your job, and you still have all that money.
Sure.
You still have all of it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And I'm not trying to put you on. It's a good chunk of money. It's way more than anybody has in the country. Is there for sure the average savings rate? As a matter of fact,
sure.
Most people don't have that much for retirement. You're going to be able to take that in the next thing and pivot during this next crash and be able to buy things really cheap. You didn't get to enjoy the Great Recession.
No.
You were like in high school.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, like elementary school.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So you're going to be able to see this, and you've seen a couple things like with cars I bought and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So and how you can not manipulate, but take advantage of the fact that there are people that just are not ready. They were completely blindsided by this.
Sure.
They bought it on a credit card.
100%.
Yeah.
And I think for me, what happened with, and speaking of pivoting, is I was trading all these cars, and my next goal with that chunk of change, because have you ever heard of that game, Bigger or Better?
No.
It was a game I played as a kid.
You I would have won though.
I'm sure. No, but you go to your neighbor's bar,
yeah.
and you bring them like a penny, and you say, hey, can I get something bigger or better?
Oh, wow.
And then they give you like a paperclip because it's bigger than a penny, and you just keep trading up, and at the end of the day, you have like a gurney or a flat screen TV or some couch or something wild.
I can see you walking home with a gurney.
Oh yeah, well, I'm telling. I said it because we did.
Oh, that's 100%.
So we played this game all the time. But fast forward to now with the cars, it was the same way, right?
Yeah.
So I was just slowly trading and getting a little bit more money and a little bit more money and a little bit more money and making a little bit more on each trade and each flip. And so I got to the point with a larger chunk of change, and I was like, hey, I think the best thing I should do is I should pivot and start going into real estate.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of something that I didn't know so much about.
Yep.
With cars, it was really easy.
Yeah.
Because I did take losses at first.
Yeah.
I took some pretty heavy losses, percentage-wise, at the beginning. But it was only like $2,000. And it didn't really matter. It was like, well, this is all separate income for me anyway, so it's okay. I took some loss, whatever.
Yep.
But with real estate, it's a lot more daunting, a lot harder to make quick moves, and that was the key with flipping cars, was I was able to make fast moves.
Yeah.
So
now, with your moving the cars, what happened the more cars you bought? What happened with your process?
So it got refined.
Yep.
Oh, for sure. I got better at it.
So people shouldn't be afraid, because everyone's afraid. Like, our friend at the station is always coming up with 10 reasons why it's going to fail.
Sure.
Like, what should we tell him, the side hustle idea he's thinking about? Chimney sweep.
It's a great idea.
By a firefighter that does chimney sweeping.
Yeah.
And he's got this big old thing of red hair, too, which is just awesome. Just shows up, and he's got that big smile and a chimney sweep. I mean, it would be amazing, because it's very little
materials. Well, and he knows a lot about it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he's super passionate.
Super passionate about it. Yep. And
he
that's the key.
Diagnose your whole chimney and everything
100%, 100%.
Like that. Like, that's how he works.
Yep. Yep.
But that's the problem. And the reason why I bring it up is because he's so analytical. Mm-hmm. It's analysis paralysis. We talk about this all the time in the fire service.
Sure.
So talk about that a little bit. And talk about you refining after, because he's afraid of making the first move, but what happens when all of a sudden you're making lots of little moves?
So, I think this is something that everyone like us has in common. And if you're someone who's wanting to succeed in life, I think you have this. I think you have a little bit of this in you. I think this applies to all of us, right?
Yeah.
Because if you have a drive to go get something, that means you have a drive to think things through.
Yep.
And you really want to process things, and you really want to understand things.
Yeah.
And like you said, that's that paralysis. And so I think, for me, I had it, and it's really just pushing through that first step. And for me, what helped me push through that first step was on these videos. Is I was like, you know what, I'm going to just go in here with the mindset that I'm not trying to make money right now. I'm just doing this to hopefully make money in the future, but right now I'm just trying to help people. I'm just trying to be passionate, share my passion. Hopefully, if I help one person, I'm happy.
Let's talk about that because that brings up one of the other comments. Hey, Richard, Buffalo Richard, how you doing, man? Sorry I could not talk to you in Vegas. I felt horrible. I was so slammed. Mario123 says, I don't want to change my life. I want to change other people's lives. So let's talk about that with the comments. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it's possible to change other people's lives and you not become successfully rich.
Honestly,
it just
and not successfully rich in a cash sense, but at least for me, it makes me feel rich spiritually, right?
Yeah.
Like helping people makes me feel rich, and that's what really drove me to continue with these videos.
Yeah.
Was getting positive feedback.
Yep,
and not everyone's going to get that, and I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah,
but to me, it was something that pushed me forward. I was like, wow, I'm actually helping somebody. That means what I'm doing is worth something.
Yep.
I may not see any monetization yet, and I haven't seen a cent from it.
Yeah.
But I've gotten, I've helped somebody.
But you could have made a cent already.
I could have.
Yeah, people are already asking.
Yep.
Isn't that funny?
Which is wild.
I got to really quick while we're live, start talking about something or ask me a question. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to look up your channel. I'm going to pin it in the comments real quick.
Well, I appreciate that.
Because I think it's important that people... Oh man, I always screw this one up. Wolfpack Media. There's only like 50 of you. 50 channels.
Yeah, and
solid work there.
And that's one of those things. It's you don't know what you don't know, but you at least got to get going and get started, right? That's the first step.
Which video do you want them to see?
Let's do the light one, the most recent one. This lights one, right?
That one. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me see really quick.
So the way he's saying I could have made money, and it was an idea. I kind of had a fleeting thought, and I should have gone with it. But you know, hindsight's 20/20. I made a video about some Tundra lights, and that's the one he's going to drop in the description. And I 100% should have put together some kind of like, hey, if you guys want to just buy this straight from me and not Toyota, I'll put together it as a kit and send it to you. Instead of just giving a whole bunch of part numbers, I think I attached like 20 part numbers. But again, that was just coming out of my desire to help other people and just to put as much information out there and share as much as I could. But I could have done that and still helped everyone and shared all that information and then just said, hey, if you like this and you just want to help me out a little bit, it'll just be a little bit more and it'll be way more convenient for you. Just buy it at this link. And I could have done that Etsy store. You helped me with all the ideas and I just needed to take them to
I'm all stressed out. I can't do this like live.
Oh, no,
check
it's all good. It's all
this
good.
Out.
I appreciate it.
Dude, hold on. Let me, because I can't pin it unless it's just a link.
Sure.
Gosh, the pressure's on right now.
No, but that, you know, and figuring out ways to monetize.
There we go.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
no
you.
Problem, man.
Yeah.
It's fun helping people because that's where my channel got big was by helping other YouTubers, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to have you on because it is true. Like, I bug the crap out of you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to piss excellence, but it's like, it's painful to try and talk people into success. You've watched me with other guys.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. And you know, it's, everyone's afraid of hard work. I mean, that's just a harsh reality, right? It's a harsh reality. Everyone is afraid of hard work.
Is this hard work?
Okay, it's not.
Wait, was your videos hard work?
It was not.
Wait a minute. So you have no excuse.
No, but that's what I'm saying. And this is what I deal with every day. But
no, it's true.
I don't let up. You don't let up. But that's what I like. And that shows you care. And I love it. But you know, it's everyone's afraid of what they don't know. Let's say that.
Yeah, totally.
Everyone's afraid of what they don't know. And I didn't know all about this. I didn't know anything, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know how easy it was going to be. I didn't know that it was literally going to take me like an hour to shoot a video, do a tiny bit of editing, and then post it, and then it was done, and I was going to get 100 views in like the first couple days, and people were actually going to be stoked on it. Like, I had no idea it was that easy. I thought I was going to post a video, and then I'll check back 2 months later and have 2 views. Like, I 100% was like, oh, well, what's the point?
And then you just let the world figure this out.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about doing business with, I'm not looking for specifics,
sure,
family members. I hear this all the time. I have a friend or a family member that has a business and they want help.
Yeah.
What do you think I'm going to say about that?
Well, I mean, one of the things we've talked about is being careful when you mix friends and business.
Yeah.
And you know me, I'm an extremely trusting guy.
You are.
You know, I'll put trust before most things.
Too trusting.
I'm 100%.
Yeah.
100%. And I've gotten burned by that. We talked about that last night. but
oh, gosh, what a tough story. We won't say it.
But being careful and making sure, and this is something I found out in my relationship, and I think especially in business, is laying out your ground rules before money even gets involved, right?
Dude, you want to talk about ground rules? Sure. I mean, you're getting married. You've laid out ground rules.
I have. And it's important. It's really important.
Yeah.
And that's something that laying out ground rules in relationships, in your personal finance, your planning for your future. I mean, these are all like things that all they take is time and thought. And most people skip that step, which I think is very interesting. You know? You know, if you're planning out for your life, I mean, you can literally plan, this is how much money I want to have when I'm 65.
Yeah.
How do I get there? You can do the math every year. Hey, this year I need to make this much. This year I need to make this much.
That's
you can do the math, but most people don't, which I find is really interesting.
No, totally.
You know,
you've seen me, I've had one hell of a last 4 or 5 months. You've been around for
100%.
That. And because I'm facing some that next move and finding my wife believing in me more than me.
Yeah.
And so that's a weird spot for me. I'm usually the guy telling everyone it's very uncomfortable. I've never been this uncomfortable business-wise in my life. And I've had some big businesses.
Sure.
And so now, you've seen all that. But you have impressed me because like you've laid out the groundwork with your fiance. You're
almost. We'll get there. You're good. We'll get there. Girlfriend at the time.
Girlfriend at the time.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm going to make an honest woman about her.
That's right.
Awkward. So, but my point being is that you're very upfront and honest.
Sure.
And that's really cool because, you know, my wife didn't know what she was getting herself into when we got married. She actually thought that I was the project she was going to fix. Lo and behold, she's like, oh, crap, I didn't know. I married.
Sure.
See, let me ask you this. Type one, if you think that he would be great on YouTube. Type two, if you don't think so. Those are the parts you're going to have to
I'm not going to look.
But it's the personality that I watch, and I'm like, this is the kind of stuff that's really exciting to me. And I'm super excited to watch you start this, because we've got some... Now, that's another thing, too.
Sure.
We talked about, you know, him starting a race car team, but then he's doing these YouTubes, and we already had an idea. We won't say online what it is, but a whole nother type of YouTube channel that would be so entertaining, but you'd be able to not only, it'd be involving your race car, you wouldn't be solving problems, but you'd be doing something with your race car, right?
Sure.
And that's something that would be really cool. And then I showed you some different ways. I don't know if there's anything you want to share, not about your stuff, but like tips that I've given you that sort of blew your mind, because I know... I forget them.
Dude, you got a lot of like, you know, mind blowers that
the
you throw
forum,
away.
I don't know if we could share. I mean, that's an epic one.
No, 100%.
Let's share. Do you want to share that story?
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. So
this is a great story.
Yeah, so motorsports. I should clarify, not race cars, but motorsports is what the niche I'm trying to go after.
Yeah.
And we were talking about specifically my Tundra, because that's how I'm starting out. And one of the things that I was putting out is I was just putting out just straight videos, and I wasn't posting them anywhere else. I didn't have a social media account, I didn't have a Facebook. X, Instagram, I didn't have anything. And so I think I asked you, hey, should I be maybe doing Instagram, social media?
Yeah.
And you came in out of left field with an idea that was perfect. It was a great, great idea. And he said, well, hey, all these problems are getting discussed on forums, right? Well, why don't you go post your link to the forum?
Yeah, and I'm like, how big are these forums? And you're like,
they're huge. Yeah, massive forums.
Yeah,
if you've ever been on any forum for a car that's been around for a while, it's a massive forum, and everyone always goes there. So
you pinned it.
I pinned it. So I pinned one video, and the response was immediate and nuts. And what's cool
Which video was it?
It was the first video. First video I ever posted.
What was it was about?
a rough ride. Yeah, so it was a rough ride on the rear suspension of the Tundra. It bumps
That's right.
out.
Go check this out. He's only got four videos, so you'll have to check this out. Check out the comments.
Yeah, and so I posted that one on the forum, and I'd already had it posted. So I saw that I wasn't really getting a view count. I wasn't getting a lot of traffic, which I thought was fine. It was more than I expected. And then I throw it on the forum, and it just took off. And everyone on the forum was commenting on the video in the forum, which was, driving more traffic to the video, as well as commenting on YouTube. And at least for me, I wasn't asking for comments. I wasn't asking for likes. I wasn't asking for subscribers. I was just like, hey, here's some information. I'm trying to help people.
Yeah.
And the response was amazing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I did it again. It was great for a while, and then
you got kicked off.
Kicked off the forum for spam.
So he gets kicked off the forum and tells me this, and my eyes get big, and he's probably like, "Yeah, this really sucks."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Are you kidding me? It's the greatest opportunity of your life." What did I say?
And so you told me, and I was like, "I don't understand how this is an opportunity at all. This is a bad thing.
Always an opportunity.
This is a bad thing." But again, left field with these ideas, right?
Ninja.
comes out. He's like, "Hey, you need to make a video on how they blocked." Your account on the forum and why and show the emails, show that
straight
they blocked
call them
you
out.
Just call them out and be like, and say, hey, you know, this is I don't agree with this. Like, do you agree with this? Hey, do you think this is because they're associated with Toyota, you know, big company? Like, you know, what's going on? And just share that. And then on top of that,
right, real quick, I googled them. I'm not gonna say which one it is because it's his video. But I'm like, what's the name of the forum? And he told me, and I'm like, there's not one video in the universe about them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's gonna rank. And sure. Then I said, oh, and then I found all these others. And like, oh, there's this forum, that forum, and I'm all, those are tags right there.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna pull everybody in to watch this thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You'll probably be kicked off real quick.
Sure.
Yeah, because you did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
No, okay, so you said there was another idea, though.
So, yeah. So after that, you know, I was like, okay, I like this idea.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, the economic engineer's got to come up with something even better, right? They're like, all right.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, if that doesn't work, if they don't let you back on the forums, here's what you do.
Oh, yeah.
You start your own forum. Now, this caught me off guard. And this was a talent response. I stepped back. I was like, whoa. I'm not in the business of starting forums. I don't know anything about that. These things are huge. Like I don't know anything about
it.
But then you said, but hey, it's the same thing as your channel. You don't know until you try it. It's not that hard.
And not only that, I said all those guys that started those forums started one day.
Yeah.
With one post.
You just gotta start.
Yeah. And so that's my whole point about the whole side hustle, tie this in, is that everyone here is like sitting there, they'll give me like 20 reasons why they can't do something. I'm like,
100%.
You have zero excuses. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we live in the greatest country in this world, regardless of what our president's doing.
Sure.
And we live in a place where you have all the tech, it's free.
Sure.
You could post a free video and sell Toyota lights.
Well, and like we said, if it's your passion,
yeah.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
That's
so
right.
You might fail, but it's your passion, so who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? You're doing what you love.
Yeah.
So take the shot.
I know.
You can make excuses all day, but just take a shot.
Yeah.
If you make excuses, it's definitely not going to work.
No, I completely agree. Yeah. I mean, and you're doing some pretty weird stuff. I mean, you guys are thinking about putting, like, I don't even want to say the secrets, but some stuff with jet skis that sort of blow my mind.
Oh, yeah. No, we've got some big dreams.
Quite
yeah,
shocking. Big dreams. Yeah. It'll be really cool. I mean, but the only thing is, the sad thing is you probably won't do it.
Tell them what happened. I love this.
Yeah.
And luckily I'm one of the
try
people
and
that
piss
this,
them off.
This works for me. You know, kind of, if it didn't, it would be bad. But
yeah.
But the negative reinforcement I do, it makes
me
want to do it more.
You suck, you're never gonna do anything.
It makes me want to do it more.
Gets all pissed off.
But you know what? You need people like that in your life to push you to succeed.
Yeah.
Because otherwise those roadblocks are gonna block you. But if you have someone to push you through it, you know, it's just like anything. It's like, you know, working out, making money, improving anything in your life.
Yeah, and you've seen me, though. I mean, at a certain point, if you got somebody pushing you and trying to make you better, there's a point where if you don't let them help you, they're going to walk.
Sure.
And eventually, you'll just shove everybody away. So, and like you said, it comes down to you and what...
100%.
It's always you.
It's always. It always is. The only one stopping you is you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Blue Falcon over there.
Yeah.
He's probably watching right now. Bless his heart. I love
that
guy.
You know, but
I think he's going to be so successful, but he's got to get out of his own mind.
But I think that was me, and that's so many other people.
Yeah.
You just got to take that step. It's a scary step.
And,
you know, it was for me, at least for me, and I'm sure for some other people. You know,
a garage sale is not scary.
No. And there's, like it was for me. There's ways to make it not scary.
Yeah.
And there's just ways to change your mindset of, hey, I'm just doing this to help people. You know, or I'm just doing this for X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
You know, you can do it for other reasons, and then kind of make it happen. Like when I first started selling cars.
Yeah.
I didn't do that to really make a profit.
Yeah.
I did that because I was a broke kid.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I was going through cars that were really cheap. And, you know, I didn't like them and I wanted to upgrade. So it wasn't to make money. It was just because I wanted a nicer car. And then I was like, wait, I'm making money. What if I keep doing this? Wow, hold on. This is making money. Well, I'm going to put some of this away. You know, and so it just kind of took off.
Yeah, totally. So check this out. This is a good comment. Mario123 says, the course is good, though... through, and technically you don't have to do the side hustle course. This video does a good job explaining these ideas to get people thinking the internet is huge. Sorry, it might have been a typo. But yeah, he's absolutely right. You don't have to take any course.
Sure.
You don't have to do any course. I'm really big on life hacks, so I just want to learn from other people's mistakes so I don't have to make those mistakes 100%. Again, you know?
Well, and like we've been talking about, and I think has really been the message here, is you got to just take the first step and get motivated. Get motivated.
Totally.
Right? Get motivated.
Yep.
Now, once you're motivated, the next questions, there's going to be a lot of questions that follow after that. And that's, I think, at least what your course is going to be talking about is specifically the answers to those specific questions of, hey, what are my steps after that?
Yeah,
but
how do you advertise? How do you how do you get your first, you know, a little bit of money?
Sure.
All that kind of stuff. Just the little things that I had to go through and learn the hard way.
Sure.
I'm like, dude, I'll just boom. Because the consulting was so big and so busy and it made such great money. But after a while, someone goes, why don't you just do a course and put all the lessons on there? And I'm like, man, I keep adding every once in a while. I've got some new ones coming up in the January. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a real estate course. Just dropped a new video today on that course. So go check that out. It's on gold and real estate. Weird. But anyway, my point being is that I like doing that kind of stuff. So anyway, thank you so much, Sam, for coming on. I really appreciate it, man.
Of course.
I mean, it's not like we're getting any emergency calls. Like
yeah.
I think this thing's on. So anyway.
Yeah, real heroes.
So guys, go and check out Sam's channel, if you wouldn't mind. If you're into motorsports, give him a thumbs up. I pinned it in the thing, it's right there. I don't want to hit it or it's going to go there.
Appreciate it.
It'll be awkward during the live stream. And then I'll pin it in the comment section.
I appreciate it.
That'd be sweet. All right, guys, if you want the real estate, the side hustle course, $199. If not, no worries. Like Mario says, you don't have to take a course. You just need to start investing in yourself and actually go do something. So, all right, with that being said, the Economic Ninja, Noah and Sam, are out. Thanks, Neil.